The case of Fairbanks militiaman Schaefer Cox and two others is one of the most compelling to hit Alaska courts in recent years. Arguments in the trial are finished, and the case has gone to the jury. Host of Alaska Edition, Michael Carey, covered the weeks-long trial and stopped by our studios with this update. He started by describing the closing arguments.
The prosecution presented their closing arguments first, and Steve Strachey led the way for the prosecution. He outlined in detail the charges, the many charges against the three defendants, the weapons charges and the conspiracy charges. He did it through a number of visuals, a PowerPoint presentation that was very vivid, very detailed, and very compelling. In response, Nelson Traverso, representing Schaefer Cox, gave a cri de coeur, a cry from the heart of this is a free speech case, and we should recognize it as such and not crucify a good American for what he's willing to say. The second defendant, Coleman Barney, was represented by Tim Dooley, and Mr. Dooley tried to point out that many of the things that Mr. Barney was accused of were not illegal acts, and that many people in the jury could have done some of them themselves. And finally, Lonnie Vernon's lawyer, M.J. Hayden, emphasized that Lonnie Vernon wasn't present in a lot of these events that were so important to making the case.
Mrs. Cox did speak with reporters yesterday. Were you there?
Yes, and this was one of the most remarkable events I've been involved in Alaska journalism. Mrs. Cox, who has been through most of the trial, but not all of it, and sat in front of me for many weeks, I've wondered what she was thinking. And then this impromptu discussion with reporters as the courtroom emptied out, she gave her view of her husband, of the case against him, and of his philosophy and their background. In sort of the tabloid line that people would remember, she said what the government is doing here is creating a widow and two orphans. It was obviously she loves her husband deeply, and that motivated her statements. That was central to her statements, but it was also clear that she was a woman who really was without guile and was a lovely person caught up in something immense and far bigger than a person like she, or perhaps many people, or including myself, could ever imagine themselves winding up in.
So the jury's still out.
As we speak, the jury is still out, and they have some major decisions ahead of them, and we'll just see what happens.
How tricky is the job of the jurors now?
How tricky is the job of the jurors? Well, they are faced with a number of counts, more than a dozen, and some of them are pretty straightforward. The ones involving weapons, the machine gun and silencers and so forth, those are more or less binary. They're guilty or not guilty. The government's either shown they have these weapons, and a couple cases seem obvious they did, or not. The conspiracy charges are more difficult because you have to show that people were working together, that they knew something of what they were doing together, and you can't include an undercover informant as one of the conspirators, so it would have to be between other members than the informants.
Michael Carey is host of Alaska Edition.